Allow yourself to experience my words as your own thoughts. And as you hear my words, and as you hear your thoughts, you will begin to experience what I am suggesting and you are hearing. I have a body, but I am not my body. My body may find itself in different conditions of health or sickness. It may be rested or tired, but that has nothing to do with myself, my real self. I may even have the desire to do something, but recognize that my body is not able to participate. I value my body as my precious instrument of experience and of action in the outer world, but it is only an instrument. I treat it well. I seek to keep it in good health, but it is not myself. I have a body, but I am not my body. Focus your attention on this central thought here. I have a body, but I am not my body. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experience fact in your consciousness. How you have a body, but you are not your body. You are she or he who is aware of having a body. I have emotions, but I am not my emotions. My emotions are varied, frequently changing, and sometimes contradictory. They may swing from love to hatred, from calm to anger, from joy to sorrow, and yet my essence, my true nature, does not change. I remain. Though a wave of anger may temporarily arise within me, I know that it will pass in time. Therefore, I am not this anger or any other emotion that may arise. Since I can observe and understand my emotions, and then gradually learn to direct, utilize, and integrate them harmoniously, it is clear that my emotions are not myself. I am aware of having emotions, but I am not my emotions. Focus your attention on the central thought here. I have emotions, but I am not my emotions. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experienced fact in your consciousness. How you have emotions, but you are not the emotions that arise within you. You are she or he who is aware of having an emotional experience. You are the experiencer of the emotion, not the emotion itself. I have desires, but I am not my desires. My desires are aroused by my drives, whether physical or emotional, and other influences. They are often changeable and contradictory, with alternations of attraction and repulsion. Therefore, they are not myself. I have noticed how a desire once met ceases to be as attractive as it was before I responded to it. The first taste of my favorite dessert is more satisfying than the 100th consecutive bite. I can realize that I have desires, but I am not my desires. Focus your attention on the central thought here. I have desires, but I am not my desires. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experienced fact in your consciousness. How you have desires, but you are not the desires that arise within you. You are she or he who is aware of this desire arising within you that you can choose to respond to or not. You are the experiencer of the desire, not the desire itself. I have a mind, but I am not my mind. My mind is a valuable tool of discovery and expression, but it is not the essence of my being. Its contents are constantly changing as it embraces new ideas, knowledge, and experience. Sometimes it even refuses to obey me. Therefore, it cannot be me, myself. It is an organ of knowledge in regard to both the outer and inner worlds, but it is not myself. I have a mind, but I am not my mind. Focus your attention on the central thought here. I have a mind, but I am not my mind. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experience fact in your consciousness. How you have thoughts, but you are not the thoughts that arise within you. You are she or he who is aware of the thoughts arising within your awareness that you can choose to identify with or respond to or not. You are the experiencer of your mental activity, not the thoughts themselves. I engage in various activities and play many roles in life. I must play these roles, and I willingly play them as well as possible, be it the role of someone's child or parent, wife or husband, teacher or student, artist, craftsman, technician, sales representative, manager, professional. But I am more than the child of someone, more than a partner or a spouse or a parent or a worker or a professional. These are roles, specific but partial roles, which I myself am playing, agree to play, and can watch and observe myself playing. Therefore, I am not any one of them. I am self-identified, and I'm not only the actor, but the director of the acting. Focus your attention on the central thought here. I have many roles in my life that I play, but I am not any one of these roles. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experience fact in your consciousness. How you participate in many activities and play many roles, but you are not the roles that you perform. You are she or he who is aware of these roles and activities that you perform. You are the actor, not the role you are playing, and do not have to identify with that role. You are also the director of the roles you play, not the roles themselves. What am I then? What remains after having disidentified from my body, my sensations, my feelings, my desires, my mind, and my actions? It is the essence of myself, a center of pure self-consciousness. It is the permanent factor in the ever-varying flow of my personal life. It is that which gives me a sense of being, of permanence, of inner balance. I affirm my identity with this center and realize its permanency and its energy. I recognize and affirm myself as a center of pure self-awareness and of creative, dynamic energy. I realize that from this center of true identity, I can learn to observe, direct, and harmonize all the psychological processes and the physical body. I choose to keep to achieve a constant awareness of this fact in the midst of my everyday life and to use it to help me and give increasing meaning and direction to my life. Focus your attention on the central realization. I am a center of pure self-consciousness and of will. Attempt as much as you can to realize this as an experience fact in your awareness.